You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Baltimore Orioles with MLB.com's Orioles reporter, Brittany Giroli. Britt, for those of us who are a little sick of winter, and even here in Georgia, it's a little gray and dreary, we've got a little actual baseball coming from your club with a mini camp going on down in Florida. As we get some news and some reports from down there, what are you watching most closely from that O's mini camp?
Well, I think first and foremost, you're looking at Manny Machado, who a big piece of this team, of this organization, really, for the next God knows how many years. And he seems to be doing well. He told reporters down there that he expects to be a full go in spring training. He did take batting practice, ran the bases today. The only thing he has yet to do, and this was kind of one of the final tests with his last knee surgery, was laterally play the field, go for ground balls, be able to move side to side without any hesitation. He's very well known defensively, and a lot of that is his range. So that's going to be the last step. There's no rush on that. When you look at it, we're still about a month out from pitchers and catchers even reporting. So the Orioles feel pretty good about where Manny Machado is. Now, in terms of the pitchers, it's a good opportunity for them to look at some of the younger guys, a guy like Hunter Harvey, one of their top prospects who's there, Dylan Bundy, see how these guys are progressing and see how some of these minor injuries that they had cleared up in the winter have resolved themselves.
What will be the plan for Machado this spring? Is he going to be on a relatively normal spring plan, or will he maybe be behind some guys as the workouts and games go on?
I think the plan is for him to have a normal spring training. Like I said, he's got time. And he was delayed last spring. They released low play to him. He had a setback and, of course, missed the first month of the season. He had that knee surgery well ahead of when he had it 2 years ago. So they feel like his timetable should be pushed up. And given everything that he's doing, I don't see a reason to really keep the kid gloves on. I think when you look at how young he is, how his body's been able to bounce back, I think they're going to want him to get his reps. Now, does that mean they're going to make sure he goes on every road trip, things like that? Probably not, but I do think they want him to get the at-bats because he really hasn't played at 100% in quite some time.
Another name you mentioned is a guy who is consistently intriguing is Dylan Bundy. What's the kind of prognosis for him, both health-wise, but also, you know, more I think intriguingly, as far as performance and role this year?
Well, I think, and I've said before, that he could factor into the Orioles this year. And obviously, when he was first drafted, that was the hope, that it was going to be immediate. Had some setbacks, most notably that Tommy John surgery. Now he's expected, similar to Machado, to be a guy who the gloves are off again in spring training. They're going to see what he can do. And I don't expect him to break camp with them or be part of that rotation, but I do think he's one of their immediate options, depending on how he does in camp. This is a guy who people have forgotten about a little bit because of that injury. He's had some down seasons, but he's very much a power arm. Him and Kevin Gausman, who, of course, fans are a little bit more familiar with, has had an impact already on the big league club. But they were supposed to be the future, and I think you're going to see that the future for the Orioles largely is now.
Could you see him being used a little like Gausman has been used so far in the early going, bouncing a little between relief work and spot starting?
Absolutely. I think it's something that manager Buck Showalter would like to have happen. Listen, in a perfect world, you get him up there, you got a 10-game lead, you know, over everybody else in the division, and he's able to kind of take his lumps. But it's probably not going to be like that, as we've seen in years past. They have to do a lot of shuffling with that roster. Bundy, Gausman, guys who have minor league options, can get sent down without being exposed to the waiver wire. So you're going to see, like you said, some spot starts. You're going to see him used in relief, maybe long relief if they need it. And he's going to find a way to adapt at the major league level because the issue with him has always been he's got that overpowering fastball, but does he have the arsenal? Does he have the second, third pitches to really succeed at this level yet? And I think as a reliever, it gives you the opportunity to work with one or two pitches and see how to survive, how to locate. So there's a lot of learning that can be done out of that bullpen as well.
We turn away from the pitching to the outfield, and this is obviously a topic we've talked a lot about over the past several weeks. It seems like we talked about Colby Rasmus. I guess that's still somewhat in play, but a name you mentioned briefly, Dariel Alvarez is an intriguing name. It sounds like maybe a lot of the fans are excited about him. What's the sort of projection for him this season?
Well, he's a guy who could help his team very soon. Right now, he could even make that team out of spring training. I kind of equate it to what happened with Jonathan Scope last year. What they did was they wanted him to be in AAA for a month. Manny Machado, having that setback, not being ready, is really what pushed him up to the major leagues, and his defense is what kept him there. Alvarez has one of the strongest arms in that minor league system, arguably the strongest arm. Batting-wise, he's going to take his swings and misses. He's got a very wide strike zone. He's going to learn and take his lumps as a big leaguer for sure. But I think they're really encouraged with defensively how strong he's been. And if they need an outfielder, and we've talked about the fact that they need to go out and sign someone else, if they don't, he has a legitimate chance at breaking camp. And if not, I think it won't be too long, maybe a slump for the team or an injury or two before he comes up and helps the club. They are very high on Dariel Alvarez, part of the reason they were willing to let Nick Markakis and Nelson Cruz walk.
In the infield, this is an organization that has clearly been willing to say, we can swallow some frustration on offense if you can cut it with the glove. Do you think that they would be willing to do that in the outfield as well, or is that equation a little different?
I think that equation's a little bit different. I don't know how much so. You know, they have been willing to do that in the past, like you mentioned, and Buck talks about it a lot. He says, you know, there's going to be ups and downs, especially for young players. He understands that. But penciling you in the lineup depends on can you defend. I mean, you look at the Gold Glovers that they've had and just how well they've been represented in terms of defensive metrics, and this is a team that really prides itself on making the plays and on taking away hits. So when all said and done, defense is first with this club, and that's what could really help Alvarez as well. The fact that he's so good defensively, they'll take some ups and downs, some lumps with the bat because of how strong he is and how good of an outfielder he projects to be. So I certainly think that's going to factor in as well, and that's a reason why this organization is so high on him.
And then to bounce around a little further to yet another completely separate topic, there's a subject that's kind of it's come up a lot, and it's come up enough times over the last month or so that it's hard not to wonder if there's at least some fire to the smoke. There are now new reports today that there may be some conversation between the Orioles and the Blue Jays about finding some way for Dan Duquette to go to an executive role in Toronto. From the Baltimore side, what is your understanding of kind of how that dynamic works, whether he is looking for other opportunities, whether there's any frustration? What's your kind of read on that situation with Dan Duquette and his current situation in Baltimore?
Well, there certainly, when this first came out around the winter meetings time, there was certainly a kind of a divide, it felt like, in the organization. There were some who were willing to let him go because it would be a promotion. And there are some, of course, including owner Peter Angelos, who were very public in the fact that they wanted to keep Dan Duquette. Now, as you mentioned, there's another wrinkle, another report today that they've discussed at least a compensation package. So nothing is close in that regard. But it's interesting for several reasons. One, the Orioles really haven't done anything this offseason. So, of course, fans are going to wonder, does Dan Duquette have one foot out of the door? Two, this is a divisional team. This is an opponent. How will this play out if he ends up going there for a promotion, if they work out a compensation package? It'll be very hard from a PR standpoint for the Orioles to sell that and to say, you know, this is for our best interest because they haven't made really any moves. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. I don't expect Dan Duquette to leave, but the fact that this keeps coming up, you've heard it enough times. When there's enough smoke, there's certainly fire. And this is one rumor that doesn't seem to be going away. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over the course of the next few weeks in terms of where Toronto stands. I don't imagine anyone, including Duquette, will have anything publicly to say about this, but it just shows the commendable job that he's done. This is a guy who couldn't get a job without a professional baseball for 10 years, and now he's being coveted to be a CEO of the Toronto Blue Jays.
There's been enormous stability in the Baltimore organization. It seems like a big part of the success they've had is having that group together, having them on the same page, having them understand how they work together. How much of a challenge would it be? I mean, it's a challenge any organization if you've got to reshuffle your front office, but how much of a challenge would it be for this organization in particular to kind of try and find a new way if Duquette were to leave? How tough would that be for them to overcome, just given how that stability has been such a big part of what they've done?
I think it would definitely be a challenge because you mentioned the stability. And, you know, it's no secret that Buck Showalter and Dan Duquette were extended through the same year, and they've really done a commendable job. Now, with the rumors return of manager Buck Showalter going upstairs, being the GM, and then hiring someone under him, that's certainly an avenue that they could take if Dan Duquette was to leave. Now, you can argue, Buck's such a great in-game manager. How would he fare as a GM? How would he do negotiating with people like Scott Forrest? And, you know, I'm not so certain that he would make a better GM than a manager at this point, but he really hasn't had a whole lot of experience. He was kind of a pseudo-GM, has had a heavy hand in what happened in Arizona when they built that organization from scratch. But it'll be something to monitor. I don't know how they'd be able to replace a guy like Dan Duquette immediately. He seems to balance out Buck, big on the player development. And some of the smaller moves that he's made have been absolutely huge for the Orioles down the stretch. And I just think him and Buck together is kind of the perfect fit right now for this club. It would definitely leave a huge hole if they were forced to find a replacement for him.
All right. Well, thank you, Brittany Giroli. Thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.